Ladies, if you want to be that girl, and I mean that girl that's never getting ghosted, that girl that every man is chasing after, that girl that's never begging for the bare minimum, then listen to this because I have the formula. It's not rocket science. I've been following a creator here on TikTok for the past few months and been following her guidelines for dating. And let me tell you, my life has changed. I'm going to link her in the description. Definitely go watch her videos because she's incredible. But I'm gonna give a little summary of the things that she talks about and the things I've implemented in my life and how they have changed the dating game for me. First, as women, we respond to criticism. If my friend comes up to me and goes, Kelsey, I hate that sweater. That sweater does not look good on you. Guess what? I'm probably not wearing this sweater again, okay? Every time I look at this sweater, I'm like, ooh, I feel like that sweater probably doesn't look good on me. And so in return, that's the way that we try to enable change in men. If we go to a man and we don't like the shirt that he's wearing, we're like, ugh, I don't like that shirt on you. Guess what? That man is gonna wear that shirt every chance he gets because that is how men respond to criticism. So next time a man upsets you, you know what we're not gonna do, ladies? We are not gonna send him a novel text message about why he hurt us, why what he did was wrong, because you know what? He knows. We live in this world where we think that, like, he just doesn't get it. And if we spell it out for him point by point in this text message, he's gonna get it. No. He's gonna see that and he's gonna be annoyed. It's not gonna make him wanna change the way that if a woman saw it, it might make us wanna change our actions. Instead, what we're gonna do, we're gonna start taking our energy away. That's what men respond to. They respond to us withdrawing the energy that they want from us. For example, let's say you've been going on dates with Jason and they've been really fun. You really like Jason, but all of a sudden, Jason doesn't text you for a full week. Then all of a sudden, whoop, out of nowhere, Jason texts you, says, hey, wanna grab drinks tonight? We are not going to send Jason a text message this long about how he hurt us, how it was disrespectful that he just didn't speak to us for a week and then just expects us to just go and hang out with him. No, because you know what? Jason knows. Deep in Jason's core, he knows that it's disrespectful to do that to somebody. We're gonna say, oh, what's up, Jason? I wish you would have asked me earlier. I actually already have plans tonight. And it does not matter what those plans are. Actually, the plan should be as boring as possible because you want Jason to know that he is not even worth more than your most boring plans. I can literally say, oh, sorry, I actually just plan to water my plants tonight. It doesn't have to be a very exciting plan. You're just showing Jason that you're not the type of girl that he can just not text for a week and then text out of nowhere and you're just gonna get up and go on a date with him. Because we're also not doing that. Because if you just say, oh, yeah, Jason, like, or for sure, let's go on this date. You're actually just showing him that you're willing to do that, that you are the type of girl that he can text last minute and you'll go on the date. Because in men's heads, they're logical. They like to put the least amount of effort into something to get the result they want. And if he knows that he cannot text you for a week and then hit you up and you're willing to just go, then that's what he's gonna do. You're allowing that behavior. And if you want that kind of relationship, fine, go on the date. But if you wanna be the type of girl that he's planning dates with, that he's putting effort and energy into, you're gonna say no. You're gonna say, sorry, gotta water my plants tonight, Jason. Wish you would have asked me sooner because tonight's already booked for me. So instead of calling Jason out in a really long text or just giving in to whatever Jason wants, you're simply taking away the energy, the result he wants. He's realized that he likes you. He likes spending time with you. He thinks you're a great girl. But if he wants to get that attention and that energy from you, he needs to act accordingly. Margarita, the creator that I'm tagging, always says that you should be a type of woman that's hard to get, but easy to be with. Meaning, don't just go on the date with Jason, okay? Jason has to earn that date. If he acts accordingly, then he gets your time and energy. But also when he's with you, be fun. Be a fun girl to be with, okay? Because you know what happens? If you start sending these long text messages, you become his mother, okay? Do you want to be his mother? No, I don't wanna be a man's mother. I wanna be a man's girlfriend, okay? I don't wanna be his mother. But when you start chewing him out over text messages, that's what you're becoming. You're becoming his mother. Mothers teach their sons by chewing them out. Women teach the men that they are dating by removing their feminine energy from the man because that's what that man wants. He wants your time and your attention to have fun with you and all of these things. If he's not acting accordingly, that's what we're taking away. We don't want to chew him out because we're not his mom. We don't want to be in a relationship with a man where we are his mother because you can chew this man out as much as you want. It's only going to build resentment and you're not going to get that relationship dynamic that you crave, you're going to become his mother. And you know what? If you take away that feminine energy and he's still not acting accordingly, he's not the man you want to be. Okay, boop, bye. Bye. You are that girl. Always remember, you are that girl. You're always going to be that girl. And if he doesn't see that, guess what? There's men that will. Our feminine energy is our power. It can unlock anything we want. It is so powerful. And it's time that we utilize it. As a girl that is so emotionally reactive to my core, I know how hard it is to just take a step back, let the man choose his actions, and then I will react with my actions based on his choices. Having a big emotional reaction to his actions, it's not gonna do anything. It's not gonna get you the outcome that you want. Silence can be so powerful. Let a man want you to talk. Make a man miss you. Don't text him back right away. If he isn't acting the way you want him to act, let him sit on it. Let him marinate on it. Let him realize that if he's gonna act that way, he's not gonna get the response he wants from you. Work on you. Work on bettering yourself. Work on getting your own hobbies, your own things to do. Don't focus on when this man is gonna text you back. If you're sitting around thinking, Jason hasn't responded to me in 3-4 days. No, okay? You're already not being that girl because you're letting a man who isn't treating you right take up your brain space, okay? Your brain space needs to be taken up with things that you're doing to better yourself. Going to workout classes, picking up a hobby, hanging out with your friends. So that when Jason does text you, you're not like, oh my gosh, Jason, he texted me finally. You're like, oh, Jason. Wow, he didn't text me in days. That's like kind of weird of him. What an L for him, because I'm a great girl and he just could have been talking to me and he hasn't been. Ew. Gross. Your energy and your time is your power. If you're sending these long text messages, you are giving your energy, and that's not what we want. We want to give no energy to bad behavior. Some of y'all might not agree with me, but I'm just saying that in the last few months when I've started using this, I have completely seen a shift in the way that I've been dating and the way that men treat me. And I've had way more success when men realize that the only way they're gonna get my time, my attention, and my energy is by acting accordingly. They do. They really do.